Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, that's Chicago bringing us back. That's one of their best songs of all time. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where I was. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Thousands of Brain Trust members, thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done. Only one blog, only one newsletter, which you can subscribe to. We hope you'll do that. Subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll send it to you for free every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget our poll question, which is on the homepage. Each week, a different question that we want to know what you think. So check it out. Ken Crozen is our guest. Kenneth Crozen is an intellectual property attorney with the firm Foley & Lardner out of Washington, D.C., and we're talking about intellectual property. Ken, in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the Florida colleges, universities, Florida State, Florida, the University of Florida, and their Gator and Seminole trademarks and icons and logos and images and the names, how they were having to protect those. But you were pointing out, as we were about to go to the break, you were pointing out that some people have they use an image or a name, but or a word. But they actually can't protect that. Talk to us about that.
Sure. You can have a situation. Let me give you an example, okay? There are probably hundreds of high schools around the country that use the name, Trojans.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, you got, what is it, the UCLA Trojans?
Well, That's right. No, it's USC, USC Trojans.
Oh, USC Trojans, yeah. Excuse me. You know, the issue from a trademark perspective is whether the consumer is likely to be confused by this. Well, if you've got the East El Paso Trojans,
right?
You know, what's the likelihood that somebody is likely to be confused by that? Well, you know, a court may well say very small likelihood of that happening because people understand from that area that Trojans really mean the East El Paso Trojans,
right?
And same thing in other areas of the country.
But what about this?
The point is that one of the things you need to take into account is sort of the geographics of trademarks, and I'm not sure whether that would apply here to Florida schools. Florida high schools relative to the Gators and Seminoles, but it's certainly something that a court would look at when it is assessing the issue of likelihood of confusion of trademarks.
I think one of the issues is the schools were selling products that had logos, had names that I think that that they were profiting from. And in the university's mind, they were the ones who really put that brand, that name on steroids, so to speak, with their budgets. And now the schools were benefiting from that. And I think that's part of the issue. But let's come back though to you talked about the confusion issue, but what about the public domain concept issue?
Well, let me just comment on something you just said, okay. Jim, because I think it's important. And that is in the trademark universe. You can trademark a name, okay, and you can also trademark a logo. Mm-hmm. Now, if these schools, these high schools, are using the same logo,
right,
that the University of Florida or Florida State are using, then they've got a problem.
They got a problem.
Okay? So it may be that from a trademark perspective, it's perfectly okay for them to use the name Seminole, as long as they use a different logo,
right,
for their Seminole.
Or the Gators. They could be the Gators, but their image has got to be a stylized image of a gator head that's different, or an alligator's body or something that looks different from from what the university uses.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I think maybe see this is where we have to be careful, because sometimes, Ken, we lurch to demonize the big guys. You know, those mean old university lawyers. You know, they're beating up on these little schools. But if the schools have intentionally, sort of edged their way, you can see some of these school logos look like maybe they might be pushing the envelope a little bit, like getting too close. And so they have to be sort of, push back a little bit, don't they? They have to push back and say, okay, we're not going to fight you on Gator, but you can't use that image because it's just like ours.
That's right. And, you know, where you get into that gray area, that's where judges and juries have to make the call. And in the trademark world, you can have surveys in court where you'll conduct a survey to find out if, what percentage of consumers out there would be confused by, say, a logo that's used by the Miami Seminoles,
mm-hmm.
to see if they think that that's really being sponsored by a product that's being sponsored by the University of Florida.
Right.
Okay. So that's where courts, juries take into account a lot of different factors to see if this likelihood of confusion test
right.
is being met.
Ken, what's the website there at your firm?
The website is www.foley.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's not your grandfather's intellectual property website. And Ken Crozen is our guest. He's our good friend. We're going to be back with him. More of this kind of discussion. Fascinating, very informative stuff from our good friend Ken Crozen. After these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.